Listen carefully. I have only 10 seconds to explain to you how to leave a message on one of these machines. Now, the first step is the most important step there is. What you've got to do is,
You Can't Make It Up, show number 274, the truncated edition.
I feel so truncated. My legs are gone. Doc, help me out here.
Does that come with bloat? It's a Microsoft product, isn't it?
Oh, please don't go there.
October 27th, 2014. The reason we say truncated is Ken and I started to do this program. We recorded the whole thing a couple of weeks ago. Mm-hmm. The intent was to have it out there in time for Canada's Thanksgiving Day, which was October 13th, 2 weeks ago.
How'd that work out?
Not so much. We're just trying it again, folks, but all new material. We never give you retreads.
Well, as the late Steve Allen would probably have said, you ever had your program truncated? You know how painful that can be.
Hi-ho, Steve Areno. This just in, by the way. This is just in. Fresh story. I'll give you the headline. Ken's spent Sunday morning in the dark.
Oh, I imagine we both did. But
San Antonio CBS affiliate Ken's TV was off the air Sunday morning, denying viewers a chance to watch the CBS News. Now, there's a loss.
Oh, please.
As well as, you know, all the other shows that follow, and the NFL. Now, now you're messing with people's lives here.
Right.
On Facebook, Ken's reporter, Barry Davis, told viewers scheduled maintenance hit a glitch and caused the outage. The San Antonio Express News reported viewers missed CBS Sunday Morning, Texas Country Reporter, and Face the Nation. Which one of those three doesn't belong?
One of these is not like the other.
The tune is That Was the Whiskey, the foot stomping hit single from Antigone Rising, four gals who can really kick it.
Nice to have some Greek tragedy mixed in with the country.
Honest to goodness. You want to hear some quotes, some testimonials? Antigone Rising is carrying on the feral spirit of the Runaways.
Oh.
Joan Jett said that.
Feral.
Will Ferrell. Amy Ray of Indigo Girls said That Was the Whiskey is an absolute hit. She was not paid to say that as far as we know.
All right.
And Roseanne Cash, talk about music pedigree. Mm-hmm. After seeing AR at Rockwood Music Hall in New York City last year, said, my favorite show of the year. Again, Roseanne, we don't believe, was compensated for that comment.
Well, we certainly hope not. I like her.
They were on the Today Show and the Tonight Show and David Letterman. They worked with Warner Brothers Music Group. They worked with Warner... They had a major record label deal, okay?
Yeah, right.
Who were they on stage with? Well, they toured with the Rolling Stones, Aerosmith, the Allman Brothers Band, Joan Jett, and the Blackhearts, and Rob Thomas. You impressed yet?
I am, but I just wonder if the Rolling Stones knew she was there.
Well, everybody must. Anyway, Antigone Rising, props to Cyber PR in New York City for turning us on to the gal's groove, as they say.
Well, you said it.
We are You Can't Make It Up. We do this when we feel like it because mankind's capacity for stupidity, they say, is limitless. We agree with that.
Yes.
And show and originates. I'm sorry, you said?
Yeah, we're limitless too. So there you go.
There's no limit to us.
That's right.
You can set your amps on 11 with us. This show originates at 2, the number 2, kenscomedy.com, except no substitutes. So anyway, listen, you know, we got to thinking, Ken and I, as we were setting up shows recently, said, you know, what should we talk about? And we would email back and forth. And I know you use Microsoft Word a lot.
Yes, I do.
I got some interesting looking emails from you, sir.
You know, there are times, let's face it, when technology is a wonderful thing. You know, it saves time, makes us more productive, creative, etc. This isn't one of those times, though. Sorry to say. It also gets in the way of what you're trying to do on occasion. Now, take, for instance, you mentioned Microsoft Word. All right. Mm-hmm. I use it. You use it. I think most of the English-speaking planet uses it, right? Mm-hmm. And it has, like many... similar programs, a spell check and autocorrect feature.
Oh, one of my favorites, autocorrect.
Yeah, and when it works, it's great, a big help.
Yep.
But often it has a mind of its own, and I find myself saying, stop helping me!
You're helping too much.
You know, for a living, I write a lot of corporate marketing, communication stuff, and there are a lot of buzzwords that crop up all the time in that stuff. But if I mistype a word like value, it comes out aloe. And I don't know about you. I think it's kind of hard to sell a corporate initiative that captures aloe.
Stand up at a meeting and say that, right?
Another buzzword comes up a lot is structure.
Yeah.
But if I mistype it, word comes in and does suture.
Which is very close to structure in some corporations.
I mean, you know, that's fine if I'm doing work for a medical device company, which, by the way, one of my clients actually is. But do you think employees are going to really want to read about their company's new organizational suture?
Tell the shareholders we have to re-examine the organizational suture.
If I mistype the word company, I mean, company, how often do we use that?
Now, does organizational suture come with the disappearing stitches?
You get it either way. But company, if I misspell company, word makes it copay.
Well, now we're onto something. So yeah, if you're fine. Working in the insurance industry, you got it.
I know, but otherwise, what? And development. Development's a big buzzword in the corporate world, but if I miss it, word makes it devilment. What the bleep is that?
Again, you're getting close to the bone here.
I am?
Yeah, well, you're talking about corporations.
No, that's a good thing because, let's say I type the word internal, which gets used a lot. Mm. Word makes it infernal.
Yeah, and there we go. How is this incorrect? Word is just thinking outside the box here and trying to help you.
Well, I think a lot of people would agree with that, but I can't send out stuff with that, can I?
No, you can't.
Can't get paid. How about if I mistype anticipated?
Yes.
Word steps in and makes it antiquated. Now, do my clients want me to tell customers about their newly released antiquated product? I don't think so.
Yeah.
And technology. For some reason, I have trouble typing technology correctly. No matter. Word comes in to help me out, makes it into theocracy.
Yeah, why not?
Well, that works.
No.
I mean, a lot of people in big companies think their IT department's a theocracy, right?
I think so. See, you're making a case for autocorrect being absolutely a priceless addition to Word.
Well, if I keep it up, I will have no price in my invoices because they're not going to pay me. But anyway, now let's be fair. Not just Microsoft has this problem. My Mac Mail client software also does autocorrect. Yes. And I send a lot of emails to clients. I got to be very careful to proofread. If I mistype the pronoun you, it makes it thou. I mean, you know, a bit formal, don't you think?
I think so.
So, you know, that's my version of the You Can't Make It Up help desk for this week. And by the way, I looked back at my notes from, I don't know when, but Microsoft Word this year is 31 years old. Did you know that?
Okay. I did not know.
And it often behaves like one.
Yes, it
does. Stop helping me.
Yes. You know, you can turn off autocorrect.
Well, yeah. But then that creates a whole bunch of other problems.
We'd lose a bit for the show. I know. Yeah. Can I add one?
Sure.
Yeah, this happened this week when I recommended a microphone to you.
You did, yes.
Yeah. And we got them. Here's a free plug because I love these guys. They're out in Washington State, BSW USA, BSW.com. They supply most of the broadcast outlets here in the United States, certainly at all kinds of major radio stations and clusters, and that's with hardware and software. And I recommended a mic to you, and you're using it today for the first time on their show.
Yeah, very nice mic.
Yeah, and one of the things that BSW has done for a very long time is when they ship you something, and shipping is free, by the way. When they ship you something, it comes with a piece of candy.
Yes.
It comes with an almond roca taped to a card, and it says, you should always buy from companies that give you candy. And I wrote back to you, and I said, well, that's been a long time staple, giving you free candy. That's been a long time staple of BSW. Mm-hmm. And the email after I sent it said BMW.
Yeah. Good thing it didn't just say BS.
So if you're driving a BMW and you stop on the street corner, want some candy, little girl?
Okay, very nice.
I happen to have some.
That'd be fine.
Let's play a game, Ken.
I'm ready.
I'll give you a quote.
Okay.
You tell me what part of the USA it came from. Here's the quote. It's rare that I ever wear this on my side, Andrews said, motioning to a pistol holstered on his hip.
You have a backup weapon?
Never had the need.
Get yourself a Glock. Lose that nickel-plated sissy pistol.
Now I will wear it every day.
Okay. Answer?
Mm-hmm.
What is the Deep South?
Ding, ding, ding. You can move on to Final Jeopardy.
Yeah. Well, you can be loud and be proud. And you can be proud.
here and I'd be proud to worry because South's gonna do it again and again.
Yeah, the headline says, Lawless in Waldo.
What? Where's Waldo?
North Florida. That's deep south to me.
All right.
Turns out that they have a notorious reputation, the town does, as a speed trap. The whole town. As a matter of fact, if you go a little further, you find out that 50% of the town's budget comes from writing tickets.
Well, you know, that's a lot of small towns in this.
Yeah, I Waldo has, you know, PhD to, in this. Well, a few weeks ago, after the police chief and the interim chief both resigned due to state investigations into ticket quotas, mishandling of evidence, and other issues, if you will, Waldo City Council disbanded the police force. Said, we don't need no law in Waldo.
If only East Haven, Connecticut would do that.
Well, Kim Andrews, that guy I quoted at the outset, said, I think it's nuts. Said about the disbanded police force. Now, Kim owns Andrews Knife and Muzzle Loading.
Of course he does.
That's, yeah.
Only thing missing is selling booze.
Yeah, you'll see his ad, a front page spread in the Garden and Gun magazine. He owns a weapon collector's shop. It's just off the highway. Of course, people never stop there because they're doing 90.
Right.
Anyway, here's what happened. They've got state police and sheriff's office people patrolling the streets, they say, but it's lawless in Waldo. Let me cut to the chase. Said Harold Old Coot Cody, who's 80, as he stood outside the Waldo post office, I hate to lose a police department just for general safety levels. Those officers were good guys, dang it. They were just doing their job, writing tickets. They had good intentions.
It was a very good impression. You folks who know Old Coot.
Old
sounds
Coot,
just like
the
that.
Road to hell is paved with good, paved with, meant paid too, with good intentions.
Who was the Southern senator, long since retired, that used to say, I have more guns than I need, but not as many guns as I want?
I don't know. Let me guess. He had a card that said, yeah, proud member of the NRA.
Stupid alert! Stupid alert!
Your next segment, I'm going to set this up. I'm going to tee it up for you, as Johnny Carson would say. It brings me back to that little thing about the students at Penn out there toasting themselves. They were at a drinking establishment.
Mm-hmm.
Could be they were indeed toasting themselves.
Yes, that's right. And comes back to something that we say very often in this show. Drinking makes you stupid.
One of my favorite segments, by the way.
Yes. Anyway, so, you know, I think we can all agree on one thing, that drinking and driving is a bad thing, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Do you know that drinking and driving could be contagious?
I didn't know it was contagious. I know it's hereditary.
Well, that too.
Guy in the back seat inherited it from him.
But anyway, as reported in the Hunterdon County Democrat, whatever that is, this happened over in Reddington Township, New Jersey. And a patrolman there, Patrick Brown, stopped a car that he observed had been swerving, you know, through the streets, driven by a person whose first name is Carmen, but whose last name I can't pronounce. So I won't try. So the patrolman hauled in Carmen to the station house and administered a sobriety test, and of course Carmen failed. So what does Carmen do? She calls a friend to give her a ride home. So the friend, Nina Petraka, comes to the station house to give the ride home, and she kind of smelled of liquor too.
Yes.
And they gave her a sobriety test, and guess what? She failed. So now the two of them are locked up. Didn't help her case that when the patrolman searched her purse, he found 7 Vicodin tablets in there. That was just another thing. So now we got these two drunks detained, and they had to call someone to bring them home. So they phoned a friend, a guy named Ryan Hogan.
Yeah.
So Mr. Hogan arrives at the station, and the cop detected odor of alcohol in his breath. Issued him a sobriety test, and he failed. So now you got these three clowns.
So Regis Philbin is emceeing this whole thing? Yeah. You get to phone a friend?
Yeah. So you can imagine the holding cell is a little crowded now.
Yeah.
We got
yeah.
the trifecta here.
Anybody else?
You can't do that. If you're going to call someone to pick you up in your drunk driving thing, get a sober guy.
Well, here's the thing. You said at one point in this, they issued a sobriety test, and of course she failed. Of course, because it's New Jersey. Here's the thing about New Jersey, and I don't care if you folks in Jersey ever listen to us ever again, because this is what I believe about New Jersey. What they need is a state sobriety test.
That's right.
They can administer it statewide. It solves the problem of, you don't need officers on the streets. It's New Jersey.
Well, yeah, and just to wrap up the story, and you're probably right, by the way, because they had to call again. And I think they found the only person in New Jersey who didn't drink to give him a ride home.
That was the governor, right?
Well, no.
Chris Christie?
No, far from it. Christie would eat the sobriety test kit first.
Should have called anybody from the cast of Jersey Shore. They would have shown up sober, don't you think?
There you go.
Now that they're unemployed.
Don't drink if you don't have to.
Raise your hand if you know who Newt Rockne was.
Oh, of course.
One of the great motivators in sports history. Legendary coach of Notre Dame back in the 30s. Well, I found a British retailer that Newt Rockne would have to go some to out-motivate.
Oh.
They have a campaign. This is a store in the UK. And they have a, I'll call it the 50 pence challenge, because that's what they call it.
Mm-hmm.
They really know how to make the cash register sing over there.
50 pence is like what, 50 cents?
I guess. I don't know. Anyway, here's what Sainsbury's, the big department store, it's kind of like Macy's, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
This is what they did for to offer employees incentive. They put a sign in the window so that passersby on the street could see the sign.
Uh-huh.
And it said, every employee should be trying harder to get people to spend more each time they come into shop. So between now and Christmas, your goal is to make sure they spend 50 pence more than they would have.
Uh-huh.
It says, do better, act better, sell better. That was the message from the boss.
And that's what you want on the sign.
And the sign is in the window.
Yes.
Yes. Duh.
Yeah, I would love to have been in that marketing meeting.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, I got an idea.
Can I point out the obvious to you?
Oh, go ahead.
Twitter noticed.
No.
Oh, yeah, it blew up.
No.
I don't think too many people are shopping at Sainsbury's without looking over their shoulder. Can I help you find something, ma'am? No.
Are you embarrassed easily? I am. But it's nothing to worry about. It's all part of growing up and being British.
We missed our Fun with English segment this month because that aforementioned technical problem a few weeks ago.
Mm-hmm, right.
So we're going to do it now. We keep finding faux pas in everything that's written and that you see and hear on television and radio. And well, here's an example. The Herald Sun of Australia carried news of the supernatural powers of a revered AFL footballer. I think they mean soccer.
Yeah.
Down under.
Right.
Robbie Flower will be remembered as one of the finest players to ever pull on the boots after passing away.
Is that a euphemism?
Yes. The October 1st edition of the Weekly Press of Philadelphia, the city of brotherly shove, had a restaurant review in which this disturbing note was found, disturbed me anyway. Nearby, 12 Penn students ate and toasted each other. You want marshmallows with that?
I'm glad I didn't go there.
Yeah. Well, they call them the Quakers. Here's an example of dumbing down healthcare to treat the truly stupid. These were actual printed instructions from a doctor. Put one drop in the eye 4 times a day while awake.
How else?
If you do it while you're sleeping, you're putting it in your partner's eye and she ain't gonna like that. Found this on the U.S. Weekly site last week. Quote, Chelsea Clinton introduced her newborn daughter, Charlotte, to the world one day after giving birth via Twitter on Saturday.
Twitter's good for a lot of stuff, but I don't think that.
The miracles of modern technology.
Yeah. Theocracy.
Yes. To Scotland we go for this report from the newspaper Independent on a rally of the Scottish Independence Campaign in Glasgow. Not sure the reporter got the story right, though. Here's the quote. The two sides were initially separated by a human cordon of police officers shouting insults at each other and waving flags.
Dumb cop.
It's good to hear the local constabulary in Scotland gets into it. Stumbled upon a remarkable 10,000th anniversary. I can't pronounce the name. It's a report in New Zealand. Mm-hmm. And here's the quote. Brilliant weather conditions blessed the bowling club's 100th centenary luncheon.
Oh, that's a
100 times 100.
Yeah, what is that?
The BBC website reported last month on an accident in which golfer Greg Norman injured his hand with a chainsaw. Now, here's the part that sends chills up my back, being so close to Halloween. He said the chainsaw missed his artery by a fraction of an inch, but has now returned home to rest and recover.
Yeah, well, you know, it's tough work.
He's got to be ready for Halloween. That's it.
That's right.
The Democratic Party in your home state, compadre.
Oh,
They should do what you tell them. Read the emails aloud first before you hit send. You take this recent thank you they sent to a campaign donor. Quote, in 2012, after 32 years in Republican hands, Brad Schneider finally won Illinois' 10th district for Democrats.
Get out of there.
Brad?
Brad.
If the other party's fondling you, you have a problem.
Watch it.
You Can't Make It Up has its Fun with English radar out everywhere, so be careful. Hartwood Forest, north of London, is very popular with dog walkers. Bins for disposing of doggy do have notices placed alongside that read, help keep Hartwood beautiful. If this bin is full, please take it home with you.
That's a... getting a whole new meaning to the phrase brown bagging it.
Oh, and I had a mouthful of water. Fun with English comes in many forms. Some folks speak in cliches that seem to have a mind of their own. Here's one. An AP report on last month's fire in Yosemite National Park. A hiker who had been rescued by helicopter from a mountaintop was quoted as saying, it was a once-in-a-lifetime experience, but I don't think I'll do it again.
Well, duh.
Probably went to Penn and was being toasted. One another, a national NBC News broadcast comment about the asteroid that passed Earth last week sounded like this. Even with a telescope, this object cannot be seen with the naked eye. I'll give you one more. Okay. Came from the New York Times story about problem city householders in Staten Island are having, the aftermath of the repairs that aren't being done in Hurricane Sandy, etc. James Odo, who is the Staten Island Borough President, was quoted as saying, they turned the spigot so tightly that we went to the other end of the pendulum and we created this gridlock.
The other end of the pendulum.
He's the borough president in Staten Island. I think you need to look no further than why you can't get the repairs done there, Staten Islanders.
There you go.
Be very afraid of the guy who created Burt's Bees. In a Slate article on the documentary about Burt Chavitz was this seemingly stark warning, quote, he's a peacenik who takes target practice with his handgun, a hermit, and a businessman.
Line them up.
Knock them down. The following caption appeared in the Toronto Star a few weeks ago. Yannick Beeson, star of Murdoch Mysteries, at the hearth he built in his home with his family dogs, Mac, a boxer, and English Bulldog Duke. Talented doggies.
Yes.
And finally, and this is it for me, and I know you have something to add here, this report on the San Francisco Chronicle site is perfect for the month that includes Halloween. Quote, when deputies arrived, they found a man down in the backyard, and he was determined to be deceased.
Yes. You gotta love it. I'm determined.
And no one could talk him out of it. This is a fine mess you've gotten us into.
Thanks, Ollie.
You want to pile on here?
Yeah, a couple of quickies. You mentioned Halloween.
Yes.
And in my neck of the woods in Connecticut, you know, like a lot of small towns on the green, they put up a lot of Halloween-type stuff. But I don't think they got this one right. Over in Brantford, the headline was, Scarecrows Decorate Brantford Green. I don't think they can do that, can you?
If they're moving, we have a problem.
Here, kid. And you mentioned my home state of Illinois. Yes, my native state, but I live in Connecticut and have for some time.
Yes.
We are in the middle of elections. Governorship is up for grabs, and it features the incumbent Dan Malloy, the Democrat, and his challenger is Tom Foley, the rematch of the election 4 years ago. Now, 4 years ago, the election was really close. Malloy eked out a win, and the polls say it's even closer now, and apparently the determining factor is going to be who gets the women's vote. So our local New Haven Register wrote an article about that, the importance of capturing the women's vote and so forth. Unfortunately, their headline might have set Governor Malloy's campaign a bit back.
Yeah.
Here goes.
Okay.
Governor Malloy courts women. Well, I don't think that's what you want.
He got more votes than if it had said the other gender.
Yeah. Well, you never know here.
That's true.
But, you know, guys, read it out loud.
Yes. My compadre here, every time we do the show, I started to say every week, has a segment he calls his moment of duh, and it's very often a tip of the week for stupid criminals, is it not?
Well, yes, it is.
And you have one, don't you?
Yeah, I have a moment of duh, and it's a minor tip, but I think it's an important one anyway. But you know what? Let me just tell you the story. The tip should become obvious. you and I are old enough, maybe some of our listeners aren't, to remember smell-o-vision.
Oh, yes.
You know, when movie theaters back in the day would pipe in odors to correspond to what you saw on the screen.
Pique the senses.
Yeah, I did. How'd that work out?
I think there was maybe one movie it lasted.
Okay, but smell is a very powerful sense.
Yes, it is.
And the fragrance industry is huge. Now, again, you and I are old enough to know this, but maybe some of our listeners back in
the 60s. Don't confuse smell with stink. Don't. Right. Drag our show into this now.
No, we're not there yet.
Very powerful stench.
We'll get there. But you remember back in the 60s, a product called High Karate?
Oh, sure. That was garbage.
Yeah.
Guys used to splash it on by the gallon and go on dates. Well,
if they got that far.
That would be the only date they would have with that person.
Wow, what's that aftershave you're wearing?
Gah! New High Karate aftershave is so powerful, it drives women right out of their minds. That's why we have to put instructions on self-defense in every package. High Karate, the brisk splash-on aftershave that smooths and soothes and cools. High Karate, be careful how you use it.
Yeah, the idea behind the campaign was that the High Karate cologne was so so powerful that women would smell it and they would literally attack you. You had to fight them off.
They were running the other direction. It stank.
Yeah, well, then the commercials, you know, some nerd is always fighting them off with some martial arts move.
Yes.
Now, today we have something similar called Axe, which is the same premise but aimed at teens and young adults. All right. Anyway, now, here's to the moment of duh. And when you go for this to Lebanon, Pennsylvania, a 35-year-old resident named Charles Augusto got into a high-speed chase with the cops. He apparently had a rap sheet. He was out on prison supervision, or actually post-prison supervision, for a number of offenses. So this happened about 2 weeks ago in the wee hours of the morning. He was speeding, and he ran a red light, and an officer saw him do that and gave chase. But Mr. Augusto didn't stop. He, in fact, speeded up even more, hit speeds of over 100 miles an hour.
Wow.
So the officer wisely stopped chasing him but issued out an alert. And eventually, another officer saw the car. It was a red Honda, I think. Yes, a red Honda parked in a residential driveway. So the police came by there to try to find this guy. And they questioned the local residents. They said, oh, yeah, we saw a man running from the yard to the car and away from the car. So now they're trying to find him. And again, it's the wee hours of the morning. It's very dark. There's a lot of thick foliage. There's no way they're going to see anybody, let alone this guy. He would have gotten away with it, except for the fact that the cops smelled a very strong odor of really bad cologne. I mean, you know, all he had to do was follow their noses and then led him right to Mr. Augusto, who was hiding just 10 feet from his parked car.
He had a leftover bottle of High Karate from the 60s.
What an idiot.
Yes.
So they arrested him, and apparently he told the officers that he regretted applying the cologne prior to leaving his house. Duh. You know, it's one thing that you can not be seen, that's great, but you can still be smelled.
If I'm his defense attorney, my only regret is that he confessed, because I have his ironclad defense.
All right.
He was going over 100 miles an hour.
That's right.
In a Honda. I don't think so.
No, I don't think so. No, be nice.
I don't think so. He's nice. Your Honor, I rest my case.
Let me tell you this about Hondas. I swear by them. I never swear at them. I've had Accords forever. They're great. And the reason that the Hondas don't go over 100 miles an hour isn't that they can't. It's that drivers like me are just too chicken. And that's the case.
Beware of the old Buicks and Oldsmobiles where the headless drivers.
Down in Waldo, they catch them.
Yeah, they do. That's going to do it, and not a moment too soon. That puts the wrap on this episode. You can't make it up. We don't. We don't make it up.
That's right.
We just report.
But we're going to try hard. We're going to try hard to make you buy our show.
On our way out, the New York City-based girl band Antigone Rising with Everything Changes. Ain't that the truth? Yeah. See you next time.
When's that?
You would ask.
I was searching out for something.
You Can't Make It Up is a Penguin Pods production. Look for us at 2kenscomedy.com.
Crimson washed with scarlet, and you were looking to make a deal.